Chapter 75.
Mr. Truscott called for you. He said he'd like an interview. Said it was important. That he'll come to the house if you like. He wondered if you received his notes about the women on death row.
I frowned and shook my head. Ignore Truscott. Anything else happened while I was away?
Did Damon tell you he and his friend broke up?
Nana asked me quietly.
Did you even know he had a girlfriend?
We were sitting in the kitchen that Saturday afternoon on my first day back. I looked over toward the living room to make sure we were still alone. Is that the girl he's been talking to so much on the phone? I asked.
Well, not anymore, she said. Just as well, I'm sure. He's too young for any of that. She got up humming Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho and turned her attention to a pot of chili she had going on the stove. I was distracted by the chili itself and the fact that she had used ground turkey instead of her usual beef or pork. Maybe Kayla Coles had worked some magic and finally gotten Nana to do something new to take care of herself. Good for Kayla. When did Damon tell you he had a girlfriend? I asked, unable to completely drop the subject. I was more curious about it than I was reluctant to show how out of the loop I had become with my older son.
He didn't tell me. It just sort of presented itself, Nana said.
It's not something teenagers talk about directly. Cornelia's been to the house a couple of times to do homework. She's very nice. Her mother and father are lawyers, but I didn't hold that against her.
She laughed at her little joke.
Well, maybe I held it against her just a little.